Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well, as you all you know. We are on social media, on our YouTube channel, where we also do video. And our YouTube channels are usually once, maybe twice a month. Our radio shows are every day, and we are happy to have you in both of our shows. And if you are interested to be part of the show, don't forget to email us at show@lizzyt.com. It is show@lizzyt.com. And we love interaction. So if you would like to call us in today, the number to call us is 215-383-5705. 215-383-5705 is the number to call and interact. Today, we have another amazing author that I'm very privileged and honored to have today, all the way from beautiful States. Our friend from States, we always love to be on the show. We Canadians, as everybody says, we are very friendly, and we love to have people from different parts of the world and different gender and different, variety. So we are so excited to speak to this amazing author today. But before we bring him on, I would like to thank every single one of you for an amazing support. My goodness, it is our fear. This February, we're celebrating our fourth year in the air. Can you believe that? It does not feel like that. It feels like we've been in the air just yesterday. It's been so much fun. It's been so much things going on, and it's been from the radio to the TV to the YouTube channel. Great transition, and I thought honestly that wasn't going to be able to happen because it's too much. I do coaching. I do a lot of other things, and but it is working. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your email. And talking about thank you for your support, every single year in April, I cover the Woman on Fire Award. It is Woman on Fire is an organization here in Toronto that support women that do a lot of amazing things in the community. There are women that are business women, there are women that have gone through trauma and they overcome and became great people. And there is a variety of different awards. And this year, I have been actually nominated. So not only been covering for the last 3 years the event, I've been nominated and I'm part of the Best Woman Business. So I am very, very thankful for the nomination and I will still cover the event. This time I might be one of the winners, which I believe that every single woman is the winner. So I would like to thank Woman on Fire, Allison Harvey, which is the founder of Woman on Fire, for supporting us because they also do support us financially. And I will support you by covering your event and talking about it like I'm doing right now in the radio. Another support, it is Natasha Bridge-McMahon, which is a business consultant. She does gives a lot of help and a lot of advice for people that are looking to their save for their retirement or for moms that are looking to save and invest for their kids' RSP. And last but not least, Nature Nova, which is definitely another support, another contribution. And thank you so much, Nature Nova. Now, we are getting close here in Canada in March for March break, where we call it our spring break. And Nature Nova is doing programs, outdoor programs in the Toronto area as well. So thank you so much again, guys. Without your contribution, you guys deserve an applause. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. Right after the interview, guys, as you know, it's a radio show without music. So if you are interested in us playing your song, it genre doesn't matter. We love gospel. We love rap. We love opera. We love Latin American music. And we get a different variety. One of the things that I do stress every show is it has to be a clean version. It has to be R-rated. We are getting some MP3s that unfortunately are not able to play. This is a family show, and we want to keep it that way. Not discriminating anybody. I know there's other radio stations do play music with some profanity, and this is the type of show. Okay, so I think my theme music should be playing right away, and that means that I need to move on and make that. Today, everyone, I do have an author, as I mentioned earlier. His name is Bill McDonald. Big McDonald is an award-winning journalist. And, wow, so I am here a little bit over my head because I have somebody who actually is a journalist. And some of you don't know that that is definitely not my background. I fall to this task, job, or career, whatever. I want to call it. He had no intention of writing about the internet dating, and he began at the age of 69, so a very young fellow. What could occur on the date of Jesus? Like me. He's definitely a geezer. I don't have pictures of him. I have a picture of a cover, but I love to put some pictures up. A lot of people love to kind of relate to the person that we were talking to. And we are very, very interested. The first time that he started talking about this is he has, okay, you know what, guys? I don't want to run out of time. I want to be get with us to talk about this amazing book. And the book, by the way, is called, as I mentioned earlier, Old Geezer Romancing in Cyberspace. I love the cover, by the way. Love the cover. I want to ask him what inspired him to write this book. Obviously, the internet is probably the answer, but I want to know if McDonald is single, is he married? After going on the internet and finding, you know, a love perhaps, does he have kids? Let's find out a little bit about the person, not the author, not just the writer. So let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Bill, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing?
Doing fine, and I'm just proud and pleased to be on your show. Here it's very well known throughout Canada. And it's just a pleasure to be a guest on your show. To answer the question, I am divorced, have no children, mm-hmm. which I regret deeply. But I moved, and I don't know how much you want me to ramble about my background, but anyway, I grew up in a small town in South Carolina, about a half hour from the state capital, which is Columbia, and I wrote at the newspaper there. I covered everything in the world, covered legislature, had different kinds of columns. I even had was a critic for whatever, sometimes symphony orchestras that came to town, and I've interviewed movie stars, singers of all, you know, from all over the country, and had a great time for 32 years. I did this, and then when I retired, I came back and inherited my old ancestral home, which is in the little town of Winsboro, 3,500 people, and I knew that the odds on my finding, and of course I'm a mammal, and we mammals love to socialize, and I love women. I love the company of women. And living in a town so small, most of the girls that I knew growing up with had married and gone elsewhere. And I jokingly said the likelihood of my finding a compatible date in this little small town was about as likely as my strolling down the main street with a lobster on a leash and a carnation in my lapel. It just was not going to happen. And luckily, internet dating came around, and it revolutionized dating. You no longer had to go to a club, go to church to find somebody that you might want to date. And I got through Match.com, I mm-hmm. got on the internet, and of course, for the internet, you can just sit in your easy chair at home and scroll through dozens of websites with women who want the same thing I wanted, and that's companionship. And so I dated for about 4 or 5 years and had probably more fun than I've ever had in my life. And you might ask, well, why so? Well, every weekend I would have a new date and someone I hadn't met, and I would meet her in a new environment, and we would have a new conversational script, and we might dance, and she just might steal my heart away. So it was just a wonderful expectation every weekend. And of course, there's an old saying about internet dating, and that said, odds on internet dating are good, but the goods are often odd. And that's because that you can't depend on somebody who advertises himself or herself on a dating website that they are actually true about what they put down there. Some people use dated photographs, and some of them put their ages. And then if you want to break in and ask a question, please do. But, you know, you just can't rely on who you – the picture that you see on a website is going to be exactly what you meet when you finally meet. I had a good friend who just raved about a good-looking blonde was on a website. And,
it was probably nothing what he expected. So after you dated for a while, obviously you were able to find a lot of ins and outs. You thought, I can write a book about this. I can definitely give tips. I can definitely teach others how to this internet dating and how to That's basically my question. Is this a how-to book, or is this more of a romance, or what's the genre, and who are you targeting your book towards?
It's not a how-to book. It basically reflects the 4 or 5 years, the adventures that I had, which were the dates I had went from the ridiculous to the sublime. And one of my first dates, Liz, and I've always said this, my writing, I've never tried to appeal to the prurient interest of readers as far as having any sexual, commentary or narrative or whatever. I always said my camera faded out very tastefully before any mention of the boudoir, should that have occurred or whatever. So, it was sort of a narrative that followed my dating. And some of them were so surprising, and some of them were so fulfilling. Like one of my first dates, internet dating, the protocol is generally to meet separately on the first date. So I was very taken with the picture of a nice looking woman, and I called her and, asked her for a date, and I said, you pick out a restaurant and I will meet you there. And she said, no need to do that. You sound like a very nice person. And, just come by my house and pick me up. And I said, okay. She gave me her address, and it was in the evening when I went to her house, drove up, and I figured she would come walking out of the house and get in my car and would take off to a restaurant, but it didn't happen that way. She didn't come walking out of the house. So I got her door, and the door was cracked, and I figured, well, she's expecting me, and I cupped my hand and yelled, anybody home? And I heard this voice in the back, I'm in the bathroom. Come on back. Now, this is not getting into a realm that's going to embarrass you or your listeners. But anyway, I'm thinking, in the bathroom, my goodness. And so I walked down the hallway and found a doorknob that I thought might open the door to her bathroom. And sure enough, when I opened the door, I looked over to the right, and she was in her bathtub, luxuriating beneath a blanket of soap suds and bubbles. And I was automatically filled with fear. And I said, oh, my goodness, this could be a setup for a husband to come out of a closet, a boyfriend with a pistol, and steal everything I've got. But David, she had no intention of going out that night, and I had no intention of going to bed with her or anything like that. So I made up an excuse, and told her that on the way up, I got a telephone call saying that one of my brothers was in a car wreck, and it was sort of touch and go as far as his physical.
This is you are unbelievably funny. This is great. I'm muting myself because I'm laughing so much here. But this is a great story. So is that kind of like what you're talking about? Because I see a lot of humor in your book, obviously. But this is what you're talking about in your book. And who would you say is your target audience, of that people that are picking up this book? By the way, everyone, the book's called The Old Geezer Romance in Cybersecurity. And if you are interested, Bill McDonald, an award-winning journalist who wrote this book, retired now, but had the opportunity to discover what cyber romances or internet dating is all about, and he's writing all about it in this book. He'll tell us how to find the book. He will tell us a little bit more in regard to that. And I'm very, very honored to have him here with us. If you have any questions, perhaps comment. You could hear he is a hilarious guy, and we're having lots of fun here. The number to call us in is 5-383-5705, 215-383-5705. We love interaction. If you want to find out a little bit more about the book, and we are loving you to call us in. So who would you say that your target audience is? So who will be picking up this book?
I want people, not only in the golden years of life, also anyone who can read might enjoy it, teenagers on up, really. And I had the most marvelous date I ever had was very surprising, but she turned out to be the great granddaughter of Mark Twain, and she is his closest living relative. But she didn't have that on her website. She didn't have that on her website when I went to meet her in a city in South Carolina, Greenville, and so we met. And she was very attractive, very gracious, very witty. And after we ate, she said, I would love for you to go with me after the meal to meet a married couple who are friends of mine and would love for you to go if you don't mind. And I said, no, that'll be fine. And then I thought, oh, my golly, I've got to be reviewed by a couple of her friends before I can date her again. But anyway, we went to her friend's house, and she introduced me. And as we were all talking, she asked this couple, do you think I should tell Bill? And I thought, my goodness, what is she talking about? And they said, oh, yeah, go ahead and tell him. And she says, I am the great-granddaughter of Mark Twain. And the odd thing about it is that she only found that out about 2 years before our luncheon. And it's a long story with tall legs, and I won't go into all the details, but her mother, who was Mark Twain's granddaughter, had become pregnant out of wedlock, and her mother took her to Europe to have the baby. She says, we don't want to have a scandal in the Mark Twain family. And they gave the baby to a French couple, and about 3 years later, the French couple found out who the biological father was and sent the baby back, sent the baby to America, where she grew up with her father, and her father was married, and they lived in Miami. And so, but anyway, that's her background, and she had three husbands. She married a PhD who taught, and they didn't have a very good relationship. They divorced, and she married a guy she fell in love with, and he was in a car wreck and killed. And then her third husband was a pilot of the United States Air Force, and he had dementia and died. And so she was somewhere in my age category, and we started dating, and we're still good friends today. And I've been to her house. She's been to my house, and she's just a wonderful girl. And she had a cousin who was a genealogist, and they had heard one of her dad never told her about her background, about being kin to the to Mark Twain. But anyway, at reunion. Go ahead.
That's an incredible story. That's an incredible story, Bill.
Yeah.
Do you think that after all your experiences and all the datings that you've done and the book that you have written, I can definitely see a how-to book next if you're working on something else. And that is the theme of the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, looking for anything new. So let's start it with you've told us about yourself, which is great. You've told us the experiences that you've had. About the last 5 years through your book, the work keep this book and that's question number three. And any plans? Are you planning a second book, a sequel, perhaps a how to book? Because with all the experience, I mean, find that it's a waste not to be able to teach others how to go about it, because sure, if there's a lot of books out there how to date on the internet, especially for people on the middle age.
Listen, there needs to be a book, a how-to, and I have a lot of how-to tips about that. Now, my first book that I ever wrote was about Columbia. It's the capital city of South Carolina. I was commissioned to write a book about it. It's called Columbia, Cornerstone of the Carolinas, and that's my first book. I might write another book about the how-to questions, because a lot of women especially have been scammed by men who troll or waiting to see women who come on the Christian networks of Christian internet dating, and of course, you know, they expect that these women are very pure of heart and all of that, and they believe everything a man tells them. And one of my friends that I dated was a nurse, and she dated a guy whom she had never met the whole time. I mean, she didn't date him. They exchanged letters, and he wrote her beautiful poetry, and he was in Europe. He was American, and he was in Europe working for a company. And she fell in love with him, and over time she needed some money to help doing whatever he was doing. She gave him $300,000 of her savings account, and when she exhausted all that she had, she never heard from him again. And that type of thing.
Oh my goodness! That's awful.
That needs a how-to book to warn women, especially about the dangers of internet dating, because I've heard a lot of different women that I dated had, on occasions, loaned the guy that she would loan him some money from time to time for whatever reason, and it was mostly just scams. And so women are prey to that type of thing, particularly those get on the Christian networks who are very believing and somewhat gullible and pretty innocent about the, you know, that a lot of men can be very dangerous, and the internet is a place where that type of thing can happen. So, yeah, I might write a book that would, in fact, I think scamming is so frequent that I think that, that there are magazines throughout Canada and America that should write about these things, but you seldom see it. You know, you just, all you hear is about
absolutely. I agree with you. I think we should have more of this. And because our society, it is becoming more and more dependent, Canadians and Americans especially, we're the busiest people in the world. We have not enough hours during the day to do what we need. Obviously, the connections face-to-face that we used to have, you know, those things don't exist. So people and women mainly, because there's a lot of women in higher positions, higher power, they are starting to dating, meeting people on the internet. And obviously that comes with a high price, like a friend of yours, my goodness, $300,000 being taken. That's not a small penny. So absolutely, I think that there is a must, a need, and I'm hoping that we can talk about something, a new book that you can help us help this new society. I do not want to forget Bill, because we're starting to run out of time. People find your book. The book, everyone, is called Old Geezer Romance in Cyberspace. So can you tell the audience, where can people find this book?
It's at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. It has sort of just come out, and it's being sold on those two places, Amazon and Barnes and Noble. And you have a hardback cover and a softback cover, and they can be bought there. It's a small book, really. It's just a little over 100 pages, and I've squeezed a lot of information into the book from A to Z. And you know, but I think it is sort of a primer, I think, for people who have never, particularly in my age category, and younger, who've never internet dated and sort of would like to know what it's about. And this book sort of gives them a flavor of internet dating and the do's and the don'ts, which I certainly mention as warnings. And so I think it is, in a way, you know, sort of a primer for how to begin your internet, you know, I should say, but particularly for women, that's a warning, because a lot of women I know, I mean, I know one woman who is over, and I don't mean to talk, you know, much longer, but there was a lady in a nursing home who was a nurse. She was overweight, and she was almost 250 pounds, and she wanted the internet date, and she got on the internet, and all of a sudden two men, each in New York, wrote her and said they all had fallen in love with her, and this was on the Christian network, and they scammed her out of a lot of money, and she never met the guys, but they kept, you know, saying, well, I'm going to come to your city and meet you, and we're going to have a wonderful time and all of that. So the internet is not all fun and play. You have to be very cautious. You really, you know, bad things can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. We will have, Bill, the links of Barnes & Noble for this book. And we're hoping that you can, again, delight us with a how-to book. Definitely is amazing. We will have links on our social media. I love the way is a guy on a parachute with kind of like a matrix background, and how was the idea? Who came up with the idea of the cover? I love that. Very interesting, Bill.
I came up with the cover because as a news person, we do what's called parachute journalism. Every, you know, the news cycle is different stories every day, and you go from here to there, you know, different places and all of that. And internet dating deserves the same meta as parachute, because when you look through these different profiles and you see a lady you would like to date, you put on an imaginary, imaginary parachute, and you descend, or you make a soft landing wherever she is living, you know. So I thought that the parallel was very correct, that internet dating is parachute type of thing, because you're going, making soft landings in your parachute from different, you know, towns and all of that. So I took the parachute journalism metaphor and applied it to, you know, internet dating. And so I got them, the publisher, Ex Libris, got them to paint a guy, you know, descending in his parachute with a bouquet of flowers. You can barely notice the bouquet, but he's on his way
Love
to
it.
Meet his,
Great idea.
His prospective date.
Very,
yes,
very,
yeah.
It's very fascinating, and it triggers probably a lot of us, you know, to grab the. Guys, we are starting to run out of time. He is a fellow, Mr. McDonald. Bill McDonald is the type of guy we can talk forever. He has a lot of good story, and the book is just phenomenal. And he is funny, funny, funny. And yeah, we probably will need to invite him again because we need to talk. Our time is not permitting us. We have actually gone a little bit over, and it's okay. It's okay, guys. It's all good fun. We'll have a little less time to play some of the music that you have sent. I want to thank you, Bill, for being here today, spending quality time that I know that you probably could use by dating. But I think the book is phenomenal, and I think you're doing a great job, and I think you definitely should work on having the how to next, because it is, as we spoke, we talked earlier, it's definitely a must. I want to thank you for your expertise, your knowledge. It is an honor to have an award-winning journalist with us today. I feel so humble talking to you today, but this is good for me on my toes. And I just want to say, do you have any last words?
Well, no, I just, you know, just want to say that internet dating to me was probably the most fun I have ever enjoyed in my life. You know, some ups and downs, but it was always just pleasurable, and I recommend that anybody do it, but take precautions. You always telephone somebody, have about 4, 5, or 6 telephone conversations before you meet. And just be very cautious and, you know, be sure that the person you're meeting is telling the truth and all of that. And that's what I leave as a warning to anybody that internet dates. You know, it's very pleasurable. It's a great thing to do. But be careful.
And we will definitely take those words to heart, everyone who is listening. I want to thank you again so much. Have a wonderful afternoon or evening for you. It is almost 8 o'clock Toronto time. But thank you so much again, and make it a great day.
Liz, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And that was Bill McDonald's, everyone. My goodness. What a book, what a story, what piece of advice, I can't say enough. This is definitely a must. Nowadays, you will be probably seeing a lot more books like this with experiences of people. And I remember what I said earlier, this is a new generation, like my daughter calls it, millennials and Generation X, and it's all going to be like that. Are even talking more with their boyfriends on the internet, over social media. In that sense, because I have 2 daughters, I'm kind of happy. There's a little bit of less of a touching than you know, that I, as a parent, I would like to see. However, this is the time they're all busy. They're taking extracurricular activities, and they're doing their school. And some of the teenagers are working earlier as well. So this is coming, and this is the future. And for Bill to be writing a book like this, it is unbelievably a great idea. Thank you so much. And continuing on, everyone, our musical section, it is coming. We have quite a selection of songs. Unfortunately, we won't be able to play all of them, but we do have couple of songs. I will play a couple of words of my sponsor. First of all, is Natasha Bridgemahan, which is one of our sponsors, Internova, and then the song.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Government officials
for midnight to drop, you swore no more silly mistakes. And today, today,
saw you born, you disappear. Oh, sweet paradise without tears. A fresh start, sober toasting, toasting the new year. Happy New Year!
You promised to stop making hate. Waiting for midnight to drop, you swore no more silly mistakes. And today, today,
saw you born, year is here. A sweet paradise without tears. A fresh start, sober and toasting, toasting the
resolutions don't stick. If you try to change the outside without changing the inside, they just don't. They don't.
Yeah!